Andrew.
Hey, Alex.
What's this?
This is Brains on the Outside.
What's that?
Well, it's a podcast me and you record every single week for the last 52 weeks of our lives.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I know, right?
What's it about?
Well, for the last 52 weeks, we've come up with actually legitimately over 100 business ideas, like a way to compress your entire morning routine down to 7 seconds by launching you through rollers covered in toothpaste and shampoo. Hundreds of excellent ideas.
Literally hundreds of ideas across 52 episodes.
But I think this one could be elevated to a very, like, a top 10 business idea. We actually have a guest today.
Holy moly!
I see her right with my eyes. In real
That's
life.
That's usually what we see people with.
Yeah.
Already bringing the facts, keeping us in line.
Also, thank you for having me for your 52nd episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do feel honored.
Wouldn't have had it any other way.
Almost our 1 year anniversary.
So good.
You want to introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. I'm Ashpatharanthava, and I work in the innovation sector in the northeast of England.
I think our ideas, if anything, they are innovative.
This, I feel like, is a very innovative space that we're in. It's a real actual podcast studio, and there's like furry foam all over every wall.
Which has been stuck together by a lot of glue.
You must see a lot of innovative businesses and ideas. You feel you are ready to judge one more.
I have been looking forward to this all week. I've brought my A game, and I hope you're ready.
Are you ready, Al? Do you have? I believe you have a pitch for us.
I do have a pitch today, Andrew.
That's because I don't.
Okay, so I do. Yeah,
you can carry.
I'm ready.
This.
I got it. It's gonna be okay. I feel like it's gonna be okay. Okay, let me pitch to you a service that I'm calling Baby CEO.
I'm intrigued.
Are you a parent, Ashmita?
I am.
Would you like your child to be a CEO of the future?
Perhaps.
I mean, I think the answer is yes. Mm. Andrew, if you were a parent, would you like your child to be a CEO of the future?
I think it's a really great start to a pitch where the people you pitch to give you an answer and you're like, no, you're wrong.
Did you see my eyebrows go up?
But yeah, I think I fully expect my baby to be a CEO.
Yeah.
Of at least one of the top 50 companies in the world.
Oh, high expectations.
Well, I didn't say top 10, so I'll say low expectations. Mm.
Well, I have the service for you guys. This is it. This is what I'm pitching to you. This is what I want your feedback on. Baby CEO is a service that guarantees that your baby will be a CEO in the future, or you get your money back.
I have many questions.
Wait.
This pitch is going really well, isn't it?
Shh. So what we do is Baby CEO is an 8-week intensive baby course. We take your baby, okay,
away from me for a while,
less than a year old, just you know,
bear with you,
just during the day.
Okay,
it's fine. It's not a residential course.
Oh, okay.
We do have a residential course, but it costs more.
Okay
so we take your baby 9 to 5. We intensively expose them to tons of CEO business stuff. This is like an MBA
where
for babies. B stands for babies.
Right.
I can see some logic here because I guess you hear about people making their babies listen to Mozart and stuff when they sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I can add to that. I definitely read academic papers to my child while she was in my womb.
You are so already in. So every day during the hours of 9 to 5, we will read Harvard Business Review to uh-huh. your child. We will, the walls of our special baby CEO office are covered in inspirational quotes from people like Steve Jobs. Yeah. They're getting exposed to that all the time. We watch every single Apple keynote. We read the Berkshire Hathaway letters to shareholders to them. We deeply immerse them in CEO language and the world of being a CEO. We train their brains from an early age for them to be a CEO.
What's the age range?
So 0 to 1.
Okay.
Yeah, 8 weeks in that period. Otherwise, it's too late. You've already lost 90% of your baby brain CEO potential after the age of 1.
I think this sounds like a really revolutionary way of getting people educated to become business leaders. I have so many questions, but Ashmita, you have a background in education.
I do.
I think I will. Should we let you ask the first question?
Okay. I have many.
I'm braced. Excellent. I have answers to all of them because I personally went through the baby CEO training.
Did you? Course.
Yeah. Admittedly, I wasn't between the ages of 0 and 1.
Okay.
So why it failed.
I was 42, but I expect to be there in 40 years.
So, you know, given this is your pitch and given mm-hmm. you as part of a pitch, there's usually some statistics to back mm-hmm. it up and some yeah. thinking and some theory behind
yeah.
why this approach is going to lead to the outcome that you are pitching here.
Uh-huh.
Care to fill us in?
So part of being a CEO is about innovation, and part of being an innovator is about taking risks. Mm-hmm. And this is about taking a risk. If we had to have numbers for everything, we would never do anything to start with, would we? If
someone, wow.
If someone had said, do you know what? When you rub those two sticks together, what is the likelihood that you make fire? No one would have rubbed the sticks together. So that's what I'm saying. This is risk-free as well, because if your baby isn't a CEO by the time that they are 25, we just give you your money back.
Have any babies made it through the program to become a CEO?
Excellent question.
So, yes, they have. And we've been prototyping this for quite a long time.
Okay.
Now, you
define
can't...
Define a long time.
30 years. You can't immediately judge this, right? But Elizabeth Holmes of Theranos, she went through this program.
Oh.
Bad example.
But she was a CEO.
Yeah.
She was a CEO.
She did raise a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah. So mm-hmm. let's stick with that example there, right? There is an example of where there's potentially a flaw in your program, because do you actually cover the ethics and the morality of approaches in business or devices or products that are created?
So that is entirely up to the parents. Ethics and morals, that's a parental thing. If you fail in that, that's your problem. All we teach is the business side and the drive, the creative stuff, the innovation stuff that you need to succeed as a CEO. Ethics, that's a parental thing. You deal with that.
So you said Theranos came from this system. There's this sort of washing hands of the ethics of it. But does me, as a potential parent, can I influence this in any way? Can I pick the CEOs, the role models you are letting this child look up to? If I go in and say, I want Elizabeth Holmes to be the role model, will you only quotes from them? If I say, I want Bill Gates to be the role model, only quotes from him? What's the situation here?
Look, our program is incredibly highly tailored to what is going to be best for babies in general and what is going to be the best education for a baby in general. You wouldn't go to an MBA and go, do you know what? I only want to learn about Elon Musk. You wouldn't do that because Harvard would kick you out straight away. All right. So you can't do that.
I'm gonna push you on that, because if you do go to these various courses, there is diversity of thought and diversity of theories that are explored. And
exactly.
And so
that's what I'm saying. We've already designed it. So sometimes.
So are you telling me my child,
yeah,
who is half Indian, is going to be exposed to ideas that come from the global south, that come from the Asian subcontinent?
Definitely.
You looked a little unsure there.
Seriously, I think it's really important that we do represent diversity from across the entirety of the world,
mm-hmm.
including the
Global South.
Global South, thank you. And, you know, everywhere. That's why we have such a massive range of CEOs for our baby CEOs to learn from.
Alex, so I'm actually going to be an uncle very soon.
Oh, really?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's a fun relationship like to have.
I think I'll be pretty good at showing up at home once a year and causing chaos and then leaving.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think it's gonna be really good. What I'm wondering is, so I'm pretty bond to this. I love this idea that they're going to get a nice education from all aspects of the world. I'm not sure so much about the whole I can't stop you teaching them about evil CEOs, but I do accept that potentially this can make a lot of money. Is there a way for me to sort of invest now in the business that this baby will start up? Because potentially this might make a lot of money, and I want, is there a way for me to get on the ground floor right now?
And I have a follow-up to that.
Okay. Looks askance. Yes. So the way this works is you enroll your baby and you pay upfront £250,000 now.
Right.
Okay. Now, when they turn 25, if they're not a CEO, we give you that money back. If they are a CEO, then you can pay another £250,000 to buy into the business that they have created automatically.
Oh, so you're taking ownership of the business. Is that what you're saying?
No, we just write into the contract for the baby CEO stuff that at some point in the future, their parent has to be able to buy in, or whoever has paid for their baby CEO course has to be able to buy in.
Right. Okay.
So that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we also take £250,000 of the business.
I was just about to ask, what's your cut in this?
Yeah. So we get the 250 grand up front, but that is risk-free. Okay. Risk-free, because if your baby isn't a CEO, you get the money back.
So it's £250,000 to enroll my child in this course.
Exactly. In this 8-week course. All right. And then when they turn 25, all right, we get £250,000 worth of their business, and you get the option to buy another £250,000 worth of their business as well. So it's win-win for everyone. Everybody wins.
So I've got a couple of questions. So let's say something that my baby's gone through this course, mm-hmm. and something that they create involves patents.
Uh-huh.
Where do we stand on, does the baby own the patent? Is it the parent? Is it you?
I mean, at that point, unless your baby starts a company immediately after they leave the baby CEO course, which is definitely a possibility because the course is highly tailored to make sure that your baby is thinking like a CEO. So they might be quick off the blocks, right? If they are a baby and under 18, then obviously you get half the patents and we get half the patents. If they're over 18, then they get all of the patents.
Okay.
We're not greedy.
Okay. Now, coming to the cost of education, if we think about the cost of education generally, right? And if we think about the inequalities that are being created in education, from access to education, access to high quality education, you know, the supply issues with teachers and skills, and think about all the issues that we're dealing with, not just in the UK, but across the world, really. Mm-hmm. A course that costs £250,000.
Yeah.
For a baby is clearly not accessible to every single person on the street. So what you're saying here really is that this is a course for the select few to be able to encourage their young baby, their children to go on to become CEOs. But this is not necessarily to help start to bridge some of those inequalities in terms of access and in terms of the information and the social capital that you build to enable one to sort of move up and move into these sorts of roles.
He's really got you there.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. And what I'm willing to say is that we can talk about the terms of this, but what if for every person who pays that goes through, we take some of that money and we put another baby through as well?
Also, you're saying there will be other paths into this school?
I'm saying that, if for every person that pays, all right, we take some of that money and we use that to send another baby through the school.
So like a scholarship program funded?
Yes. I feel like I'm walking into a trap.
I'm just walking you through this.
So okay,
is this more like a scholarship program?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. I'm unconvinced on the viability of that, but
I tell you what else. Yeah. Okay, as part of this, what we'll also do is as part of the baby CEO training, we'll make sure that babies understand that they need to be good people in the world. Generally.
Hold on, I'm going to stop you there because you've just said that the ethics and morality of how you do business sits with parental or caring responsibility.
Have you considered running a school for the parents to teach them ethics? And therefore, this is, you've got out of this loophole.
Yes. Well, what we're going to teach them, so the parents are there to prevent them from doing bad things. Mm-hmm. What we are instilling them in the babies is a desire to go above and beyond and do good things in the world, so that when they are CEO, they also invest some of their money into the scholarship program that we run at Baby CEO.
Okay, so you're kind of hitching them in.
Yeah.
Okay, and locking them into that from the start.
Yeah.
Okay. I have lots of questions, Andrew, but I feel like I've been dominating here.
I think maybe a bit part of the problem for both of us is it's hard for us to imagine the curriculum itself.
Thanks.
I think maybe if we knew understood that better, we'd feel more comfortable sending people there.
Yeah. And describe a day.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So bring the baby in. Mm-hmm. Breakfast is Huel, because that's what CEOs consume, right?
Right on the alpha grind set mentality from day one.
Exactly. Yeah. That's
the cringe
thing.
On my face, but.
And exactly. We start day one of the day mm-hmm. at 9 a.m. Okay. So that's when day one is Huel for breakfast. Boom. Done. Easy. Quick. Out of the way in like 2.5 minutes. Okay. Just that's it. Then it's meditation. In the special,
or sleep in baby world.
In the special meditation garden. It's not just sleep, because we're also playing into their ears. We're playing the soothing sounds of CEOs from around the world. We actually have CEOs from around the world mic'd up, and we just have their days just blasting out into the room. Okay, so
it's not them talking, but they're just in real time what they're up to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. This getting acclimatized to the office environment, acclimatized to what it's like to be in the CEO office. Mm-hmm. All right. Then after 2 hours of that, it's time for our daily reading. So we'll read maybe like 3-4 issues of Harvard Business Review.
Cover to cover.
Cover to cover. Okay. All the way through, we pay special attention to the ads, because that's really important to drive that desire to be able to afford these things into that baby.
Oh, so this is an interest. That's interesting. It's like you're there's a bit here. You're almost trying to corrupt them a bit. It's like,
whoa.
I want to get real capitalist.
I think Andrew's got you there.
There's a reality to the world, right? There's a reality to the world. Yeah. We live in a capitalist society. This is
you want that Rolex.
We don't need more Batmans, though.
I mean, that's true. You know, Bruce Wayne.
That's a different school to become Batman, though.
Fair. We don't need more Bruce Waynes then.
Yeah. Bruce Wayne did do the baby CEO thing, but it was before we really knew what we were doing. It was bad. We also slipped comic books in there. It just went wrong. It's not good.
So you've tailored, then you've adapted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Our course changes over time. Until recently, we didn't think too much about the Global South, but now we definitely do all the time. Progress. You know, we're progressing. We don't claim to be perfect, and no CEO should.
So I think you've heard a lot about this idea. How would we've sort of teased out some of your anxieties about it? Do you have suggestions of how you might fix it?
Yeah. What about that?
I think the price point would be a good place to start.
So your main objection here price point.
No, I said
it's too low.
I said a place to start.
It's too low.
It's too high.
Okay.
Whoa.
Wait, what number then do you think? 8 weeks.
Got to be accessible, right? If you think about parents not being able to afford nursery and childcare fees.
If there was some sort of means testing.
It has to be that expensive, because we cannot fly all those babies out to San Francisco for any less money than that.
Oh, I didn't realize you were flying them out to San Francisco.
Yeah.
They're going to Silicon Valley for a time.
Yeah, of course we do day trips.
Oh, okay, right.
There and back again in a day?
Yeah. Time differences, it all works out.
Yep. Clearly got a TARDIS in there.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. We thought it through. We're executive CEOs. We know what we're doing here. You know, we know how time works. That's the thing. And you
can't
do
these
things.
That's an entirely different episode.
You can't do these things without that money. You can't give a baby a good CEO experience without it costing a lot of money.
How much has been invested in your business so far?
£14 billion.
I don't know how to come back from that.
Is this investment, or is this money you've recouped from
fees?
Yeah, like CEO babies, their business is flourishing, you getting 5% of it.
Look. There's a complicated spreadsheet here.
Right, okay.
But basically, the way we worked that out...
And a wonky business model.
You know, we took some money that we had in our initial investment, and we worked that all through. And basically, in 25 years, we get £14 billion, because the first baby that goes through they then bring another baby in, and then they bring two babies in, and then they bring four babies in.
Oh. So you
and they bring six babies in.
I mean, that's off shape. That's gonna get, you're going to be able to get a lot of babies in.
I mean, there's a lot of MLM vibes. Yeah. I mean,
we don't like that. We don't like that particular term. I'm sorry.
It's just the vibe. Didn't call you that. It's just the vibe. But just in terms, you said you'd been doing this a while. Mm-hmm. Have you been collecting fees for a while then?
We've been in startup mode where we've been doing this for free so far, just to prove the concept. But we do now have several interested parties who are thinking about having babies.
Wait, they're thinking about having babies to put in this course? Or they have a baby, they want to be in this course?
I'm not at liberty to say. Yes. I mean, I couldn't possibly comment on whether or not any particular CEO is about to have a baby. That would be
unethical. Yeah. After the babies get out of this course, then do they go back into regular school, or do they, with this wealth?
I mean, they're only a year old, so they go back to regular childcare.
Regular childcare. I mean, how prepared are they to face the world?
They're not prepared to face the general world. They're prepared for the CEO world.
But then, is there some sort of, I mean, there's just general things that you need to be thinking about with childcare at that age. Do you have the facilities for that?
For normal babies, yes. But these babies are CEO babies, so we treat them like CEOs. Yeah.
Okay, so we still didn't get through the whole day, did we?
You know, we have toys there, but there are all those executive toys, like the click-clap balls thing and the sand thing. And the squishy stress ball.
So the days reach 11 o'clock. It's playtime. It's now click-clack balls.
Is there playtime in the life of a CEO?
That's such a good point. No playtime for the babies.
We phase it out over the 8 weeks because they do expect it at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we let them have 10 minutes of playtime for the first day and then 4 minutes for the second day. And then that's it. We don't do any playtime after that because, you know, it's work, work, work. Grind, grind, grind. And when I say 10 minutes in the first day, I mean in the first day on the day, because we have 3 days per day.
Because
you have your first day, which is 9 till 11. Then you have your second day, which is 11 till 1. And then you have your last day, which is, you know, the rest of the day.
I only have a couple more questions left. Do you have any, is there any final things Alex could answer from you that would make you comfortable with investing?
Ask your questions and then I'll ask mine.
Oh, God.
My question is, if the B stands for baby, what does the M and A stand for?
The same. Masters in baby administration.
Oh. Also, okay. It's kind of cute as well.
I think that's the only bit of this pitch I've actually liked so far.
Whoa.
Is it a reduced version that I was like one day and it cost £25 and maybe we put the big short on in the background. Would you be okay with that?
No, because there's still a lot of things that haven't been answered for me.
What would it take for you to send your baby to baby CEO?
Ignoring the costs.
Ignoring the costs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Huel for breakfast for a start.
Okay.
What is Huel if not just like baby porridge stuff? That's what they eat anyway.
Not Huel, when they're in the age of 0 to 1 necessarily.
All right. I mean, we can feed them something else if you want. Steak. That's another CEO thing, right? I mean, you know.
I don't know where to go from there, but yeah. Sure. I think I wouldn't be comfortable until you started to address some of the ethical and moral conundrums of certain business practices and how to think. I wouldn't be comfortable investing.
Okay.
Because it cannot all lie. It cannot all lie with a parent, because a young person, as it's developing, develops its ideas not just from the parents, but from the company that that young person keeps, from what they are exposed to, from the people that they hear from the toys that they play with. And therefore, you are not absolved of your duty.
Okay, look, I have a solution to this problem. Do you want a job?
Yes.
Okay, you're now the head of ethics at baby CEO.
I'm not sure it works that way.
That's how it works. I'm a CEO, I know.
My suggestion is...
Welcome to baby CEO. Here's your Huel.
Okay, so I have questions. Because you said you've had babies go through. Clearly, you've not charged them. You know, you've gone through the program.
Yeah,
and you know.
Yeah.
How old are these babies now? Do you see any developmental changes already? Are parents reporting back in terms of behavioral changes or thinking or ways of approaching problems? You know, do you see a difference in problem solving and the way they approach, you know, fun baby toys that are not the CEO toys, clearly?
So, yes, we have seen quite a lot of that.
Do we need some stats here, Andrew?
I will admit that some of our baby CEO graduates have maybe started just shouting at people and demanding things and screaming that people are fired. Yeah. You know, that has happened, but that is primo baby CEO behavior. That is primo CEO behavior.
Are they doing it in an annoying way or kind of in a cute little way where they'd be like, you're fired, but they're really small and it's cute? Or is it more
I'm
annoying?
Not sure there's any cute way.
I mean, it's more aggressive and...
Actually, it's quite scary.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like several babies have actually successfully fired their own parents.
Wow. I mean, say what you want. That is probably actually pretty good CEO behavior. That's actually pretty a good review for your business right there.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty difficult. We've had a few hostile takeovers as well where maybe a parent has, you know, run a side business or something, maybe selling candles or, you know, in one of those MLM build businesses, and the baby CEO has actually just come in and taken over.
Wow.
But all in all, the babies who've been through the program are exhibiting good CEO behavior.
I guess it defines what good CEO behavior is.
Well, what is good CEO behavior?
Exactly.
What is it?
No, ask my question. How are you defining it?
Well, we're defining it like...
Well, hold on. Actually, you're the head of ethics now.
I didn't sign up yet. I haven't signed on that dotted line yet.
My suggestion would be you've run two courses.
Uh-huh.
You've run a course...
You're doing a randomized control trial here.
Well, no, it's not. There's not the same course. One course is you want your baby to be an evil CEO.
Oh.
And one course you want to be a good CEO.
Yeah, which one did you send your baby on?
No comment.
But how are you defining good and evil? Is it their practices? Is it the way they approach work? Is it the way they treat employees?
Yeah, all
is it
those
the way
things.
Is it the outcomes of the business?
I mean, I don't know, head of ethics. You answer the question.
I haven't signed on that dotted line yet.
Andrew, do you want to be the head of ethics at baby CEO?
Maybe we should talk about this off mic because the current head of ethics is right there.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I think you're ready to pay more attention in the CEO training course.
Yeah, clearly he didn't go through the full day.
I don't think you understand, to be honest, that... This is perfect CEO behavior because one of you two is going to become the head of ethics and I don't really care who it is.
As long as there's someone to take the fall.
as long as there's someone there. But Andrew, my question is, how much are you going to invest in baby CEO? I just want to remind you, right? I just want to wrap up. This is the future of CEOs in the world. How much are you investing in the future of CEOs in the world, and what percentage of my business do you want?
Okay, I want. So I read some of your papers up front, and I know you were offering 20%, but I'll take less if I can get a cut of all the businesses that come after, like all the baby businesses. I want. You said you get a cut of those businesses.
Yeah.
I want a cut of that.
What cut do you want?
I assume hundreds, thousands businesses coming through. Maybe every business afterwards, we go in from a baby this company. Like, I don't know, 0.1%. I think it'll rack up over time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I want 10% of this thing. So you're forecasted for getting 14 billion pounds, I believe the number was.
Yeah, I believe so.
So you must be pretty, okay. This sounds like you're pretty far through, but you're still as a startup. You're not through all your funding rounds yet. I'll give you £1 million.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Great.
He said yes very quickly there.
He did.
I'm in. Let's go.
He did.
Yeah. Ashmita, any?
I will not be investing, but I'll take a look at that head of ethics job description.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. Great. Right. I'm just going to leave you guys here. Andrew, you got that £1 million?
I need to get to a cash machine. Thank you so much for pitching, Alex. I rarely on this show has a pitch gone so smoothly, so perfectly, and so unquestioned. I think you can all agree that was a home run, I think.
I feel like it was. I think I am more sure than ever of the viability of the idea of baby CEO.
Yeah, in the moment, it felt like maybe it was falling a little bit apart. But I think actually in hindsight...
It was all part of the pitch. That was all part of the theater.
Mind game.
All part of the pitch theater.
You did not pull it back.
I mean, I think someone said something, but I don't know what it was. So I'm just going to move straight on because that's the CEO thing to do.
If someone had a baby, they were holding a baby right now. Imagine that little baby. Yeah. And they were like, this baby is useless. It's never going to be a CEO.
Yeah.
And they want to contact somebody, maybe a improv comedy podcast about how to get their baby into this program.
Uh-huh.
Or they wanted to send a business idea or a problem they were having. How would they contact that pair of people?
That was convoluted, but I think
I
understand. Yeah, it took me a minute to understand where you were going with that, Andrew, but I'm here. The best way to get in touch with us is via our email, which is brainsontheoutside@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from you. We absolutely love to hear from people about anything, but not about ethics.
Still waiting on that job description.
Now, if they did message in, do we have anything we'd send them to bribe them into doing this?
110%. We would send them a job description for the ethics manager for baby CEO. And we would also send them some stickers.
Bunch of merch. Thank you so much for coming on our show today.
It's been so much fun.
Thank you so much, Ashmit. It's been absolutely wonderful.
And thank you for putting up with my question.
Would you want to come on another time?
Yeah. Are you recording that for posterity?
Yes.
Yes.
It's in writing now.
Excellent.
So does anyone have one final last business idea?
Kind of have a kooky one.
Oh, go for it. Yes.
I'd love to see popping up all over the UK. Hey, hell. All over the world, really.
Dream big.
Nip bars crossed with Indian food snack shop. So all in one. So you can come and knit and feast on all of the amazing Indian food that goes well beyond what's on offer currently in the UK.
Do you have a name for it?
No, but if anybody's got any ideas, please email them in.
Ah, yeah.
Keep your brain on the outside.
Keep your brain on the outside.